Well, happy Black Friday, everyone. Yeah, I'm at work right now, and I'm the only person in today, and it is boring here. You might think that, oh, it's Black Friday, shouldn't I have a line out the door? No. Nobody comes to this store on Black Friday because they're too busy shopping. They don't want to ship anything out until the very last minute. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing going on today. I think that should be made apparent by this is probably the first audio boo I've ever done from work, and I have enough time to do that and just have nothing else to do but sit here and talk. But yeah, it's weird. It doesn't feel like Black Friday. Not in the sense of here, but everywhere else. I don't know. I guess I really haven't been too far out today to see, what's really going on out there, but it just doesn't seem like, I don't know, as crazy as it used to be in past years. Who knows? I could be completely wrong here, and it's absolute insanity in the apocalypse outside. But from where I'm standing, it seems pretty normal. Nothing really going on. I kind of get the aura everyone's expecting it to be crazy today, and they kind of feel like it is. But I don't know. Other than that, it's been pretty blech. Yeah, I had an interesting Thanksgiving though. Topped off by playing a bunch of Sega CD games for 5 minutes each until we realized, oh yeah, this is totally a Sega CD game. Hey, remember that? And then stopping. It was an interesting experience to say the least. Not one that I want to really revisit for quite a while. We actually went, through the classics, like Sewer Sharks and such. Tried some old, decent games. I mean, we did Rebel Assault. Things like that. Also, one thing that really was brought up at the time was the Jurassic Park game for the Sega CD. At the time when that movie originally came out, there was a version of a video game for it on every platform. All pretty different, as far as the way it looked. I mean, they just kind of shopped it out to as many developers as possible for different systems. And yeah, it's actually pretty interesting. In fact, I should probably take a look at that sometimes at some point and look at all the different games that came with Jurassic Park the movie. There were well too many, and not all of them bad. There are some that are actually pretty good, but the one on Sega CD stands out pretty well as being just bad for me. I had a copy of this game on the Sega CD, and oh, it's terrible. It's like all full motion video, kind of like it's the Se a Sega CD game where you have like choppy, low resolution video playing of something. And you're not actually so much playing as you're clicking on things, and it's terrible. You're expected to go through the island, and this takes place after the movie, apparently. You're expected to go get eggs and put them back in an incubator and not die. It gets stupid crazy. It doesn't feel right at all. It's just terrible. Key among games, actually, as far as Jurassic Park goes, that the games that came out was the one, I believe it was the Sega Genesis. I think it was. Yeah, it must have been for the one for the Sega, one of the ones for the Sega Genesis. Let you play as a Velociraptor. You could either play as Dude Human Guy or a Velociraptor, which if you have the choice of the two, why would you pick a human when you could be a Velociraptor? And you could eat little tiny dinosaurs to gain health and just fuck shit up. That game was I probably playing it again, it'll probably be nothing. Like whatever, but at the time it was like, oh hey, cool, you're giving me the choice to do this, and that's pretty awesome. Like I said, I gotta go back and take a look at those games and maybe do like a retrospective on all those. But it was weird yesterday, kind of just digging through all these Sega CD games, and kind of made me realize a lot about nostalgia and stuff. In fact, I had a pretty great discussion with some friends of mine about nostalgia and looking back on games like that. And what would qualify as, like what the greatest game of all time is and stuff. And, maybe I'll write something up about it. But until then, I'm stuck at work until 6:30. It's 2 o'clock now. Not too much more to go. Just kind of hang out and deal with it. Well, see what happens.